Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, August 22nd, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.3% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly higher levels in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are higher in early trade. Bonds are firmer, with US 10-year yields 2 basis points lower at 4.31%. There are also modest moves lower in gilts and the German Bund. The dollar is softer across the board, while the yuan retraced earlier strength, which was prompted by another record Bank of China fixing bias. Oil is down. Gold is firmer. Industrial metals are higher. Higher bond yields continue to attract a lot of attention. The backup in yields is being broadly attributed to recent signs of a better US growth backdrop and skepticism that Fed Chair Powell will offer an explicit peak signal in Friday's Jackson Hole conference. Powell is seen as likely to reiterate that policy is not on a set path, the Fed remains data dependent, and that decisions will be made on a meeting-by-meeting basis. In addition, some analysts are drawing attention to the timing of the bond sell-off and the Bank of Japan's signal that it would allow 10-year Japanese yields to reach as high as 1%. In other news, in Ukraine, President Zelensky has expressed confidence in winning the war after Denmark and the Netherlands announced that they would send F-16 fighter jets, with initial deliveries expected in Ukraine by the new year. On the data front, it's another quiet macro calendar today. In Europe, there is some attention on ONS analysis published on Monday, which showed that UK inflation may be easing more quickly than thought. Industry data also showed a surge in job searches from overseas in the past year after a relaxation in post-Brexit work visa rules. Due up on today's US economic calendar, Redbook chain store, existing home sales, and crude inventories. While among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, Medtronic and Lowe's. In corporate news, Microsoft and Activision have agreed a new restructured deal which has been submitted to the UK Competition and Markets Authority to review in a new investigation. This follows confirmation by the CMA that the original deal would be blocked. Under the restructured deal, Microsoft will not acquire cloud rights for existing Activision PC and console games or for new games released by Activision during the next 15 years. Instead, these rights will be divested to Ubisoft Entertainment prior to the acquisition. Asian equities ended mostly higher on Tuesday. Hong Kong rose in its afternoon session to end around 1% higher, while mainland bourses also paired morning losses. Japan was strong all day, while there were modest gains for Australia, South Korea, and Taiwan. In regional news, the Bank of China set its daily yuan fixing with the strongest bias on record on Tuesday, just after the previous record set last Friday, as Beijing pushes to stabilize its currency. Bank of Japan underlying inflation metrics strengthened further to new highs in July, and foreign investors sold a net $9.26 billion worth of Japanese government bonds in July, marking the first outflow in 6 months amid expectations that the Bank of Japan's yield curve control tweak would lead to higher yields. European equity markets are higher in early trade. In European news, press reports suggest that Italy may slow down its deficit reduction plans given the economic slowdown. Economy Minister Giorgetti said that the new budget will be complicated and require trade-offs. UK property sales are being hit by affordability levels, with data showing that house sales have started to drop across the country due to higher rates. And UK public sector borrowing came in lower than forecast in July, which might give UK Chancellor Hunt some hope that he can still manage to cut taxes before a general election. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.